know God paid for, Jesus paid for everything. He paid for your prosperity. I wanted to talk about that. He paid for your peace. I wanted to talk about that. Brother George already talked about that. He paid for your help. They just sing about that. But God said, I paid for your union with me. And I'm demanding. Say demanding. That union to be true. That union to be true. And then you can win some. Say, and then, excuse me, I can win some. John 4:34. Talking about Jesus always doing what God said. Now, when I was born again, actually, I joined the church when I was 9, but I was born again. I was 21. And still had problem knowing for sure that I was born again. But they said Jesus comes into your heart, or you receive Jesus as your Savior, and then you get a new life. The old life is passed away, I later learned, and the new life, a new spirit is coming to me. So what kind of spirit is in you? Do you love him? Oh, do you love him? Then always do what he says. Always do that that pleases him. Brother Hagin said, live or die, sink or swim. I always do what pleases him. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you bored playing games on your phone? John 4:34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent to me and to finish his work. What's your meat? What's your purpose? What's your joy? What's your outlook today? Why'd you get up this morning? What did you have on your mind when you got up? What did you say to the Father when you got up? What did you say to your family members when you got up? What did you say? What did you do? What was your thought? Say always. Always. To do the will of Jesus and finish the work that he told me to do. Point to yourself that he told me to do. Do you know what that work is? Jesus said, as a boy, he said, I must be busy about my Father's business. Don't worry. Bishop will be back up here giving you all that deep stuff. But you know, I was a teacher for many years. And sometimes, you know, when you get juniors and seniors, you start off way up, multi-paragraph essays and research papers and all that stuff. And what I found out, too many couldn't even do a basic sentence. They couldn't do a simple five-sentence paragraph. So we have to go back to the basics. Too many are trying to get all the prosperity and get it, but don't seek that first. But you haven't gotten the basics, God says. Get the basics. Know me. He said, I love you. I know all about you. Oh, so this is where my favorite son-in-law comes in. He said, I know all about AJ. I know his ins and outs, his upswings, his downturns, his good, his bad. And there's no bad in him. I say that. All about him. So he hadn't really been praying to me that you would bake him a cake. It was just a desire in his heart. And I said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So he told me to bake him a cake. Not bake him necessarily. Just him. Not, it's not just you. He said, I know all about you. I know the desires of your heart. I know the things you haven't even spoken. He said, if you would get in fellowship with me and in the right relationship with me, they'll start happening. They'll start coming to pass. They'll start coming to pass. James 5:30. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will. Say, not my own will. Say, Lord, not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Say, I seek your will, Lord, in my life. And you know, that calls for coming out of some stuff that we love. Coming away from some things we wanted to do. I grew up and my family was poor, but we were the rich poor. What I mean by that, we had more than most of the people that we knew who were even poorer than we were. So we considered ourselves the rich poor. We had parents who loved us. We had two parents who loved us. I had three best friends, and I didn't really realize it until I was fully grown. I was the only one of the four of us that had two parents in the home. They taught us to work. They took us to church. I mean, you didn't decide on the morning, I'm not going to get up and go to church. You just knew you were going to church. In the wagon, in the dust, on the back of the truck, wrapped in a sheet. The only thing you could see was your face with your eyebrows all dusty. We didn't have to put eye makeup on the eyebrows. We had plenty of dust in the summer. Tractor sometime following somebody or parked along the road because you knew you were going to get stuck, but you went to church. I just put this as a sad rabbit trail. When Tony was born, Tony's our oldest. He was born December 30th, 1970. And we lived right where Richard's house is. We had a trailer there. And the road going out from their house was bad. So I had to get Jimmy's dad to take me to the hospital, the Houston hospital at that time. And he had Danny Hugh to follow him on the tractor because he figured we were going to get stuck. Praise God. You know, Mr. Turner could drive anyway. Boom! We went on through that mud hole and on to the hospital. And had somebody call my mom to live down at Vardaman, and she came on up there. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about we went to church. And I learned to love God very young. Whatever I could know about him, I knew how to pray to him the way I knew how to pray, but I didn't know how to talk to him like I know now and like you have an opportunity to learn. If I could say anything to any of you today, learn how to put God first place in your life. That doesn't mean it cuts off all your other activities. It just means you do what he says to do, when he says to do it, and how he says to do it. I was fully not intending to make a cake yesterday, but he said so. I was fully not intending to buy all that smoked sausage and bake some beans Friday and all that stuff, so if they want to eat, they can eat today. But my spirit said so. Do what he says, when he says, how he says to do it. And you'll find your life is worth living. And that God will bless you more than you could ever imagine. The church is not a weak entity. It's just got some weak members in it. Say, I will be. I am a powerful part of the body of Christ. I'm a powerhouse. And the devil has somebody to reckon with. So that's me. That's the God that's in me. Hallelujah. John 6:38, for I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I want to do his will. Say that. Say, I will do his will.